CJWW is proud to present Clint Black on the Killin' Time 35th Anniversary Tour with special guest Carolyn Don Johnson. That concert will be Tuesday night, June 25th at Sastel Center in Saskatoon. And the one and only CDJ joins us this afternoon. Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I was trying to think the last time that you played a show in Saskatoon. I have not come up with the answer. It's been a while, though, I'm sure.
You know what? It has been a while, and it's about time I get back out there on the road. So, been doing a lot of life. I haven't been touring as much. I mean, I have been out there, but I definitely haven't been in Saskatoon for a while, so it is time, and I'm super honored and excited to be going out there with the one and only Clint Black. And, you know, I definitely looked up to him when I moved to Nashville, and so this is quite an honor to be going across Western Canada with him, and very, very excited.
Yeah, and, you know, how exciting is it that you get to come back to Canada, too? I'm sure you got Edmonton and maybe Dawson Creek, because that's up in that Grand Prairie way. I'm sure you got those two shows circled on your calendar.
I definitely do. Dawson Creek, obviously, is, as you know, up north where I was, you know, I was there till high school. Then I moved closer to Edmonton. So I've got a lot of family up there, a lot of friends. I'm looking forward to seeing some smiling faces up there. I'm truly excited. You know, the last time I went across Canada was like 2012 with Johnny Reed.
Wow. So, yeah,
oh,
so
my goodness.
That's been a bit. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's probably the last time.
Yes,
except for a stop at the CCMAs probably when they were in Saskatoon. That's probably the last time he played Saskatoon.
Yes, I remember being there for the Saskatoon CCMAs. I did the Legends show that weekend, and there's a couple other things. I know Blake was out there. I got to see Blake. He's an old friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it's about time you made a return trip. So we're looking forward to it. June 25th, and now you're just not hitting the road with Clint Black. You're going to be playing, of course, the hits, but some new tunes, too. Tell us about the new song and the new album.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been working on some new music. I started it a couple years ago and finally got a few of the things done. I'm about to wrap up the whole album. There's 12 songs on there. And the first song that I put out is called Roadblocks. And it was really just kind of a song. There's a lot of layers to why I chose that. Number one, it was a good upbeat song to lead off the whole record with. But also, it has like a story to it. It's like I've personally had a lot of roadblocks in my life. And it's like I kind of have been maneuvering through them, and so now I'm ready to bring more music, get out there and sing for people. And so I also wanted to take this song, even though it's just a crank it up, roll your windows down, sing out loud kind of song, it's also got a deeper meaning to it and hope to inspire other people when they hear it to feel like maybe they can get through some stuff in their life too. So I did this, I don't know if you saw at all, but on my socials, I did this series of roadblock stories, and I gathered a ton of my friends, a lot of people in our business, lots of artists and songwriters. I still have about 2 weeks worth more of stories to share, but I basically asked my friends, okay, have you ever had any roadblocks in your life? And if so, how did you get through them or how did you deal with them? So there's a lot of inspiring stories on my website, cdj.com, or any of my socials, because I put them on everywhere. And they go with the song. And it's really just stories that hopefully people can find something in one of them or five of them or, you know, that will make them feel like, oh, gosh, I'm not alone. I've mm-hmm. actually kind of felt that way, too. And maybe I can get through it, too. Or maybe they've already gone through stuff. But so this song it's a lot of fun and it makes you feel like you can conquer the world. And that's the lead off. And I'm about to put out another one here. It's called Stubborn Clock. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about because it's such an interesting title. But it's coming soon. So that'll be around. And I'm going to do a couple of those things from the new record in the show as well, and definitely bring the songs that you all helped make big hits out there. And I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing some people singing along.
All right, so you're still an album person, hey? Not just throw out a song here and there, and you like to make the album or what?
You know, I don't really know how to do it any other way, and
right.
I've had people ask me that, and it's like, I did put out a song during the pandemic where I just felt the heaviness with everyone and including myself, and I just was like, you know what, I've got a song in my catalog. It doesn't matter if it makes it on a record or not. It just needs to come out now. And for any of my fans that were listening, I really just put it out for that. I didn't promote it. I didn't do anything. It was just like, hey, if this can lift you, it's called Light Changes Everything. So that was like a song that I, you know, put out. It's not on an album or anything. Maybe I'll tack it on to this one. That sounds weird. Tack it on. But this album is really a full body of work, and I haven't made an album in a long time, so I have so many songs. It is incredibly hard to narrow it down. I still have probably 10 more albums worth of just stuff that's sitting there. I mean, I have more songs than that, but that doesn't mean every song is great, because you write a lot of good songs, and then, you know, some of them stick out, and some things you want to say at that moment in time, and that's kind of where I am with this collection of songs. It's like, you know what, I haven't really put a body of work together, and these are some things that I've been hanging on to. There's a few new things on there, but some of the songs are older songs too, and it's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing when you're a songwriter too, not just a singer, but also a songwriter, whether you're putting out new albums or not, you're always writing songs, and whether you're writing them for yourself and your own album or writing for others, you've had some pretty big stars pick up some of your CDJ written songs over the years and recently.
Yes, I know. I have been very fortunate in... blessed to have some fabulous artists record my songs, and they're, you know, I never stop writing, so that is something that I'll probably do until I'm not breathing anymore. It's just something that I've always done. I feel like I'm not a whole person if it goes too long and I'm not doing it. It's just really a part of me that I feel like God gave me that gift. And I love being in the room with other people. I love sharing the creativity. And I love jotting down ideas all the time and coming up with things that'll get inspired. I don't work just on inspiration, because that's just not how you can do life totally. You know, you got to discipline yourself and be committed. But the writing is always there. So I have a deep, deep well of songs to choose from.
How do artists, like, I understand Chris Stapleton just cut one of your tracks not that long ago. So how does he get a hold of a Carolyn Don Johnson song then?
Oh, that's a great question. You know what? Chris and I used to write at the same publishing company. And so we actually have quite a few songs that we've written together. So the song that's on his album, we wrote together like 10 years ago. And it is just now showing up on an album. So I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, pleasantly, I would say I was ecstatically surprised.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I found out that it was on this record, because we always knew it was a gem. We really always thought it was very special. We've got some other really good songs. This song was just one that stuck out. And I didn't know, because I can relate to someone like Chris, who's been writing for years and years, and you have tons of songs. And when you go to make an album, it's like, what do you feel like at that moment in time? And so he obviously did not feel this song until now. I mean, he loved it back when we demoed it years ago, and so did I. But I guess it fit this record now, and it's so awesome.
Yeah.
He made me cry so hard when I heard it, because it's so beautiful. He did such an amazing job. So that's how that happened. That's, you know, we're old friends. We have, like, we used to write at the same company. So, you know, our publishers would set us up together, and we were friends, and we'd like put an appointment on the books and get together and write a song. And so you just keep writing and writing. You do the work. You never know where those things are going to land. And then sometimes songs find the right home. And I'm just so glad that Chris decided to put that on there. And so that relationship is a long time relationship. And he actually did not tell me he cut it. I found out about a week before he announced the whole album. And when he announced the album, he put it on his Instagram, and it was a cover of the Higher album. And on the front of it, he's listed all the titles of the songs that are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw him post that, because when I had got the call from a publisher saying, hey, I just want to let you know we're licensing the new Chris Stapleton album and you have a song on there. And I was like, what?
Nice.
He hasn't even said anything to me. I was like, okay. I said, are you sure? And he said, well, we're licensing it. I guess we won't know until it actually, you know, hits the streets. And that's really the truth. It's like you can't count on anything until that album is out, kind of thing. But once he posted the cover of the album with all the tracks on it, and I went and I looked at it and saw the song title on there, I was like, yep. It's going on the record.
that is so cool. I love to ask songwriters this. Do you still use pen to paper, or do you do electronically writing songs?
I do both.
Okay.
I do both. Some days I just pull out. I've always got a notebook there because I still got ideas sitting in, like a couple notebooks that I am always writing in. But I do use my computer, absolutely. Sometimes I just want to close that off and not be distracted, because there's always things that can distract you. But so it just depends on the situation. I sit on the floor a lot. I lay on the floor sometimes. Sometimes I'm in a chair. It depends on who you're writing with, how you're comfortable. And I always got a guitar in my hand, so there's something really beautiful about the pen and paper.
Oh, that's fantastic. We thank you for taking some time to chat with us today, Carolyn. I'm sure you're excited to hit the tour bus with Clint Black right through Canada with a stop in Saskatoon June 25th, and it's going to be a fun night. And if you don't mind, what we're going to do is give away a pair of tickets to the concert, and would you mind a winner of ours and a guest to join you and meet you backstage that night?
I would love it.
All right. We're going to make it happen then.
Okay, that sounds good.
Carolyn, all the best with the new song and the new record, and we look forward to the show come June, okay?
Thank you very much. I'll see you at the show. Take care.